traveled down a road and back again. Your heart is true, you're a pal and a confidant. And if you threw a party, invited everyone you knew, you would see the biggest gift would be from me, and the car.
Happy joy, joy, people. This is Johnny Rocks here at the Speakeasy Podcast.
Oh, yes.
Live again.
Hello, everyone.
Coming at you.
Three disgraces in a smelly room together.
This room does smell.
We are very dishonorable.
We are. If we were Japanese, we'd be falling on swords.
Shame.
Great shame.
Oh, yeah.
We're starting off with a bang. Go after them Asians. You know the best way
they're an easy target.
You know the best way to keep people out? Building a wall.
Yes.
And there's a man who can build a wall, and that is why tonight I am very happy, very pleased to announce that Speakeasy Podcast is officially endorsing Donald J. Trump for President of the United States of America. Let's hear it for the Donald.
Yeah.
Let's build a wall.
Woohoo, build that wall.
He's the only one that we've got left. He's the only one that we've got
left.
Boy,
you really didn't beat around the bush there, huh?
No, we jumped right in.
Oh, you're going to like create a little suspense. You know, everybody's like, who are they going to endorse?
No.
No one gives a fuck, really.
Because the train's going. The train is on course. The Trump train has no brakes. It has no brakes at all.
I'm actually writing myself in on the ballot.
Is his swastika turning to the other side? Is that like his campaign logo? Like it turns to the, what's the right way? To the left?
Always to the left.
Always to
the
left, never to the right.
Always to the left.
So
remember that when you're drawing it on like a bathroom wall.
Yes.
Remember that.
Yeah, you don't want to fuck it up.
All I happen to notice in the last couple of days is when he goes, when he's talking about Mitt Romney, he goes, he begged for my endorsement, and I bet if I said, Mitt, get down on your knees, he would have got down on his knees. And I'm like, oh, man, this fucking guy is just...
He talked about his dick size during the last debate. It was fantastic.
I caught wind of that as well. Good Lord.
Can you imagine what that guy's dick must look like?
I bet he's all balls.
He's all balls.
He's got a micro penis, but he's got a sack that requires two hands.
I could actually see that.
Oh yeah. Oh, they fucking
with
hang
a bad
the toilet when he takes
on his
shit.
Balls. Oh my god!
It just sucks back up into his body.
Ball when he flushes.
I could just see the Playgirl cover now.
Oh man, he has to buy special underwear.
It's like a baby carrot on top of a couple grapefruits.
We're devoting an awful lot of thought to Trump's cock and balls.
Well, you have to. He's going to be the president.
What else do you want to talk about, John?
We're endorsing Donald Trump's penis.
How about the broad, I'm trying to think of what state she's out of, where she is claiming that she has information that Barack Obama was a male prostitute 15, 20 years ago?
I bet.
I didn't pay much mind to it. I will read that article.
Was that in the National Enquirer?
No, there was a lady who is running for office.
It sounds like National Enquirer news.
I want to say it was like Ohio. I think she's a chick out of Ohio.
Obama's also really good friends with Batboy.
My mic is too quiet.
A male
prostitute, though?
Three,
really?
Two,
like,
one. Go, cat, go.
Like, are we talking like high-end male prostitute, or are we talking like, you know, on the street searching for crack rocks?
Well, I mean, who knows?
He was giving handies on the street corner.
Oh, yeah.
That's the Obama way. then he'd overcharge them.
You know, if this is the first you're hearing about it, you know it's got to be bullshit, though.
Well, there's... Actually, people give a lot of credence to the fact that Michelle was born a man.
Nah, that's ridiculous. Come on.
She might not be the best looking woman on the planet, but I think she's a woman.
I don't want to end up like Joan Rivers. But...
She's got those anaconda thighs.
Millard Fillmore was big into Asian trannies. I heard that.
Well, listen to his name.
Howard Taft liked to get under a glass coffee table.
Oh, you bet he did. He liked to have butter poured on his buttocks and then paddled.
Wow, we really digressed there quite a bit.
You know, Eric put a teaser up on the Speakeasy Facebook page about this horrific, horrendous Facebook post.
Yes, yes. I saw this a couple days ago, And it like infuriated me that I had to see
it. I do not know yet what he's about to tell
us. Neither do I.
And the thing is that it wasn't even a post from somebody I knew. Somebody I knew it like liked it or commented on it, and it just appeared. Like, I'm supposed to like this thing too. So I'm, you know, I hop on, I go to plug the podcast, and I scroll.
Is it Goatsy?
Oh, I wish it was Goatsy. I fucking jerk off. But it was a picture of like a miscarried baby or a stillborn, and they dressed it up. And they did like Photoshop graphics and glitter and stuff, like RIP with the baby's name and stuff. And who posts this shit on the internet?
Jesus Christ.
Do people have no shame?
God damn.
What was the...
I guess this woman had a miscarriage or a stillborn.
So it wasn't a, like...
that's really fucking
five
morbid.
Likes equals a prayer type thing? It was
No, it was like an actual photo of theirs.
Oh.
It's like, didn't
I
you know...
I don't want to see that shit. Why would you post that on the internet? I don't want to see dead babies when I log on. I want to see dank memes and shit posts.
Well, listen, John, didn't you know that dude who fucking killed his wife on and put the picture on Facebook?
Oh, that down there in Miami.
Yeah. I mean, you know...
How many likes did he get?
I don't know.
I knew him. I was not Facebook friends, so I don't... I didn't see the photo.
But, I mean, you think about that. You can find the photo. It's online.
Oh, sure.
But, I mean, you think about that. Like, some dude kills his wife and then takes a picture of it and posts it on Facebook.
No shame.
So this kind of shit doesn't even surprise me. A dead fetus dressed up. That's really...
I mean, if you want... I suppose if you go through a trauma like that and you want to... You know, do some portraits. I wouldn't advise taking the baby to Sears to have.
No, you don't
want to
bring him in like a shoebox.
But if you're gonna stage a photo shoot, do it in the privacy of your own home, and probably keep the photos to yourself.
I'm gonna patent a dead baby cryo carrier, so you can keep the baby nice and cold and preserved when you go to take it for family functions. You sick fucks. Let the fucking poor dead kid rest and trot it out on the internet like it's a fucking marionette puppet.
I had one in my pocket at my wedding.
What are you going to do? You put it on strings like it's fucking
for
Pinocchio
good luck.
And walk down the street with it?
I saw how well that worked out for me.
Like a marionette.
It's like that old Ren and Stimpy bit where they had like Colonel Sanders on a stick.
Oh,
swinging him around.
Yes, I remember that one. Wow, that's really fucked up, man.
So
don't
this was
do that.
A friend of a friend. And
yeah.
Because somebody liked it or commented on it.
Yeah. I was subject to see dead babies.
While you were
Facebook.
Eating one of your microwavable meals.
Yeah.
Did
yeah.
a spit take.
Man, I'd take the daily pictures of people's shitty food any day over seeing a dead fetus.
Right?
Yeah.
Facebook. Who wants to see that?
And speaking of Facebook, we have a new addition.
Yeah. I've joined the social media world.
Had you had one previously?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, so how long have you been Facebook free?
Quite a while. I just
years
have,
and years,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I went.
Are you
many
finding
years
yourself being
it?
Sucked in? Like you're kind
of
like
No. I just kind of added some of my friends and I'm gonna take it real sensibly this time, you know?
Is there a sensible way to have social media?
Brian just wants to use Tinder. let's
I
get
can tell
snacks.
You it's
Snapchat
it's,
dick pics.
It's
look them up.
You should be showing off that hog on the internet. It's luscious.
Luscious hog.
Fucking Tinder's a drag. Because
you are a wordsmith, my friend.
I think you need to like really make it clear that you just want to, you know, get down to brass tacks. You don't want to go out and have a drink and a meal and all that.
Well, women ruined it.
Thanks for the advice, John.
Yeah, I'm just telling you from experience. See, you don't want to fucking go out and, you know, try and... That's the thing. Dating's, it's so awful. It's so, you know, forced. You don't know this person. You know nothing about them. All of a sudden, you got to sit down and have, you know, you got to break bread with somebody. It's just,
yeah.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, it's a tough thing to go through. It's like a constant
state of
awkwardness.
My next wife will be a mail order bride. I'm going to order one from a...
The thing about mail order
one
bride
would be
is
very
that
Nordic.
You have to like really keep them chained down, a tight leash on them.
Yeah.
Because if you give them the slightest, if their lips touch freedom, just slightly, if like you let them get a driver's license, or you them, heaven forbid you let them drive your car, they're gone.
And
they're
I think
go find some rich.
And
dude.
I think it's also smart. It's smart to keep them underfed too. You know. If you ration,
hold on, guys, let me get my notebook.
If you ration him down a little bit, they're much more desperate and they're also weaker and they can't think as clearly.
You gotta like build a horse stable in your backyard to keep them in.
It'll be like all those kidnapping victims that end up with Stockholm Syndrome. They just don't want to leave. They can totally just pick up the phone and call for help, but they just are just stuck with me.
You just got to put them in their place early, you know? Set the precedent in the beginning.
Well, I had Stockholm Syndrome during my...
I would say so.
Lucky for me,
it's
though.
Fine.
You were one of the lucky ones.
Oh, dude.
It's
How many times did I say, you know, maybe in 10 years.
You know, 10 years, there'll be plenty of time. It'll be grown up. And...
I can't get through 10 fucking minutes now. Jeez. Good God.
Yowzers.
Anything good in the news? Anything uplifting? Any spiritual...
Did you really just say, is there anything good in the news?
Right.
Yeah.
Come on.
I said, does anybody have any good nudes?
Oh, no, of course not. Why the fuck would we?
You got to post that picture, the Trump painting, the lithograph I saw the speakeasy set.
This is a podcast of three miserable schmucks. What
I know,
do you expect?
I'm sure people out there can hear it in our voices. We're
broken men.
Well, that I think that's what makes a good quality podcast. Like, exactly. We stopped giving a shit a long time ago. Yeah. So now we're just free to do whatever.
Like 48 minutes left, and then
there is something liberating about that.
Yeah. People out there are just, I'm sure, turning off their radios and drones.
Yeah, let's go, guys. I don't feel like doing this anymore. Yeah.
It's 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Let's go.
I'm
the
tired.
The most depressing podcast
let's go
ever.
Our separate ways.
45 minutes early.
And this will be our last show, everybody. We hope you enjoyed it.
Are we going to do the Gigi Allen and go out? Live on the air.
So Trump.
Yeah, yes, Trump. I guess. Trump. Yes, we're endorsing Trump.
I think that's a huge endorsement.
I think we have a
right.
I think we have a special guest.
Oh, is he haunting this place again?
I think so.
Are the chains a rustling?
I think the chains are rustling because I think his ears are burning.
Uh-oh.
Here he is, everybody. Our favorite guest, the zombie Ronald Reagan.
Yes, well, it's good to be back.
Well, Ronnie,
Reagan, I'm honored to have you with us.
It's an honor to be here. This is the best show I've ever heard in my life.
Even better than Nixon's tapes?
No, well, no, that's a hoot.
So what do you think of Donald Trump?
I love him. His bag is huge, and he's going to make America great again. He's going to build that wall.
Oh. I
thought you told. I thought you were like all about tearing down this wall.
No,
tear down,
Mr. Trump. Build this wall. Those coloreds out.
So now we see what you really think.
Oh yes.
Well, you were. You know, you were governor of California for.
That's correct.
What, how many? 8 years.
I was also in a movie with a chimp.
Yes, I recall. I recall.
Bedtime for Bonzo.
You were the Gipper as well.
Yes.
And you like jelly beans? I understand.
I love them. Except for when you get the jelly bellies, and there are the brown ones, and you think they're chocolate, but they taste like shit.
Oh, man, you are funny.
Zombie Reagan.
Yes.
Did you have...
Oh.
Did you have a problem with illegal immigrants during your terms? Like, did you find that it was something that you would try and combat, or... Living your ritzy existence in Beverly Hills, were they an asset to you and your friends in the wealthy community for, you know, dishwashing purposes and gardening purposes?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, nobody cuts a lawn like a spick.
Zombie Reagan, do you feel that we've reached a point in America where, well, obviously, if you're telling Trump to build these walls... So what are you saying, that we've reached critical mass? Like, we should start...
We've hit peak Mexican.
Why was the economy so good under your regime?
Because I sold everything to the slanty Japs.
So how do we get there again?
Bomb the shit out of them.
Ah, yes, Trump 2016.
10 feet, that wall's 10 feet higher.
Zombie Reagan, how's Nancy doing?
Oh, Nancy, she's been dead for 70 years. She's horrendous. She was an alien herself. I found her at Area 51.
I believe it.
Her ass is like two cauliflower.
Oh, that sounds scrumptious.
Hard and pumpy.
We have Nancy to thank for the D.A.R.E. program. Wasn't that... that was your wife, Nancy Reagan. Just say no. Wasn't she heavily involved in turning us towards drugs?
Yes. Yes, drugs are a great thing.
Was it all just a clever guise, Nancy saying just say no because you knew that people would look at her and immediately turn to dope?
Yes, that's what happened to me. By the time Nancy turned 45, I was so heavily into cocaine.
Well, was that back from your Hollywood days or politics or both?
Oh, yes.
Hey, we
it's
got
a hell
some,
of a drug.
We got some brains over on the table there if you want some.
Yes, Zombie Reagan, help yourself.
Brains.
Yeah, plenty.
I'm going to go over there and tap into those brains.
All right. We'll see you in a little bit.
You do that.
Thank you for making an appearance.
Yeah, we'd like to thank our special guest, Zombie Reagan,
for
coming out tonight.
Sometimes I shuffle around these halls.
Do you?
Yes.
Wait, like...
Just for no reason.
Not just now?
I'm lonely.
Well,
I figured in hell that you would have so much company.
Yeah.
From all your years of living
aren't
in
you
California
in like
and Washington, D.C., I figured you'd know everybody.
Aren't you in the seventh ring or something?
Michael Landon talked some shit. Fuck him. I'm going to go get some brains.
Okay, well, we'd like to thank our special guest, Zombie Reagan, for coming out and showing his support tonight.
Always a treat. What a gentleman.
Hey,
oh, man, what did I miss?
Oh, what are you, like Whoopi Goldberg in Ghost?
You stepped out for a minute, man, and yeah. Fucking Zombie Reagan
Eric
came.
No
shit.
Another bout of diarrhea like last week.
He's over there fucking having brains, man.
Oh, hey.
See that?
Swell guy. It's good to have
him.
No,
use
the
forks.
Oh, is he with his hands?
Use the forks!
God damn it, Reagan.
Zombie Reagan.
Son of a bitch.
What a guy. Class act.
Fucking slob.
I wish Nixon would visit us. He was
someday.
My favorite.
Someday next
Yeah, maybe next
us.
Show.
Yeah. We'll see. We'll get on the horn.
We'll get the Ouija
Is he actually a zombie or is he just dead?
He's a head in a bottle.
Yeah, probably.
Like Ted
Bundy. You're right. Like
a frozen head. the frozen head of Nixon.
The people that worked at that cryogenics lab, they were like fucking taking the head and throwing it around like a football. Like there were guys that worked.
Did they draw a mustache on it and a monocle? That's what I would have done. I would have pulled
see
his teeth out.
See what you get for batting 400? You're an American hero and you fucking end up in a fucking icebox. Having some fucking minimum wage workers in a cryo lab toss your fucking remains around.
What a joke. Wow. Well, that was an interesting segment, huh?
Yeah.
Who expected the...
Oh, my God. Like, no time has gone by. Jesus Christ.
We had a few minutes.
Man, oh, man.
Oh, my God. No time has gone by.
The clock is just frozen. We have to broadcast. Forever.
See, we're not talking about shit this week, so it's like, you know, we're not in the flow. You know, we talked about
yeah,
shit.
There you go, flow.
We talked about shit for a good hour last week, no problem.
Yeah, if listen back to that show, we do have all of our old shows available on the
yes,
Mixlr app.
Yes, if you're listening to us now, you can go on the Mixlr app, Mixlr.
And you can look at the show reel.
Go back to, shit, we've been doing this for quite a while now. Yeah. You can see the steady deterioration in our commitment to excellence.
Oh, just it's like dementia.
Oh.
Was there ever a commitment to excellence?
I think initially we were gung-ho.
No, we are broadcast excellence.
We are.
Hey, if Rush Limbaugh can say he's excellence, then
that's
what
true.
Are we?
And people
gonna,
listen to
actually,
that asshole.
Eric and I are going to pursue solo projects. Not because we aren't hopelessly committed to one another. We are looking into, branching out into different areas because, you know, Eric with his expertise in the tech world and wrestling and other sports and my interest in different bands and...
Male prostitutes.
Of course, twinks and whatnot.
Twinks, bears, everything in between. Fems, fats, and hairies.
Augmentative dick devices.
So look for that in the near distant future. I imagine.
The Sad Dad program.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Bill Bono.
Here, banging.
You're
going to
get some of our other friends involved in that.
Oh. Man, and I can't say that I was not warned, but that's neither here nor there.
We all warned you.
I wonder if she's like, has some magic power. Like,
you think she's a warlock?
Well, yeah, absolutely. Like a fucking evil witch who fucking did some weird potion.
Like when you're not in the room, she has like this distorted, evil, twisted face.
Oh, I've seen
that's
that
more
face.
Distorted, twisted,
I've
and evil than it normally is.
I feel like maybe just the bad energy and the madness going on there is contagious. The energy is so bad.
Yeah.
That it's pervasive.
Well, we certainly warned you.
I'll get through it, guys. I'll get through it. Onward and upward. And then I'm just gonna have the time of my life.
Party. I do think we should do a dating show program up here for you. We'll get three.
Yeah, we gotta help. We gotta help John get
dirtiest
a new
fucking floozies you can find.
All right.
I want them all to sit on my face in succession.
All right, so
John, you should do that. We should get that out of the way, and then we should do another show where we try to find you. See, because you're making the same mistake over and over again, John. We're trying to help you here. Get it out of your system.
I mean, I've already found God, but maybe I'd just go.
Where is he?
He's over there.
Is he in a bottle? Is he eating brains? He's eating brains.
He's Lasagna Reagan.
Yeah, dude, we're going to have to sweep the floor, too, because there's like fucking brains everywhere
now. Do you think I'll become a religious
nut? Oh, is God pooping on the floor? And now he's pointing and laughing.
Jesus! Go hit him
with the newspaper.
Smack him on
the nose. I'll become a religious nut or something, or just, like turn away from you guys?
If I can...
Go move to Utah, you become
I'm
a fucking Mormon.
I'm going to strongly predict that in about 10 years, your life is going to be ruined by a 21-year-old girl.
No way.
Yeah, no, yeah,
that's
think
what's
so too.
Happen.
I always pictured you like walking out onto your like back patio of your like condo in your like bathrobe, your smoking jacket.
Sure. I live that life.
Yeah. And then you have some like young girl who's stealing from you. Like she's stealing all your money.
Oh no, I actually did the complete back ass words.
Yeah, you went.
I went really old and crumpy stable. And ugly, and I still am being robbed blind.
That's why I'm saying I never saw that for you.
Yeah,
this is not the life I saw for you.
Well, that's okay, because I'm young. I'll put it together. I'll get everything sorted out, and I will have my smoking jacket out on the balcony with my hot young chippy mail order.
Who's stealing and robbing you blind?
Nah, I got nothing to steal anymore.
She plots every night to cut off your dick.
Everything. Well.
Yeah, we should definitely have a dating show.
I've got
show
my
for John.
Show and my friends.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, you got your
can't
show
take that from us.
Man, oh man. Oh, quick! Before Eric's special lady is back, Eric, don't do as we have done.
Don't get sucked in.
No, Eric got it right. And Brian did too.
You know when you get it right.
I don't think I ever that I ever suspected that I was right.
Well,
oh, pizza. Let me get a whiff of that.
What can you do, man? You know, it's the past is the past.
Right. Onward and upward, I say.
That's all you can do. All
right, we've got a half hour. We're gonna steamroll this last.
We're gonna be like Donald Trump.
I'm gonna get out of my funk. My Funk 49, and we are going to talk about news and weather and sports. And
yeah, it's not raining out now.
News and weather and
sports. No snow. That's a good
thing. Did you guys hear Legends of the Hidden Temple's coming back?
What?
Is that
why?
What is that?
I don't know.
Is it going to be a game show?
Because why not?
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
I do remember that. I remember going to see Guts live at the Hartford Civic Center. Remember Guts?
You saw it live?
I saw it live.
Did you get a piece of the aggro crag?
I would have liked to.
The last time I saw one of those, it was up on eBay years ago. Somebody
a piece actually, of the aggro crag?
Like the trophy, the actual trophy.
Oh, my God.
And he put it up on eBay.
But yeah, I saw this whole interview with the host.
What did it go for?
I don't remember.
Go ahead.
I think it was like $2,500 or something.
Oh, the fucking trophy?
Yeah. But, yeah, they were interviewing the host of Legends of the Hidden Temple. And remember how, like, impossible it was for the kids to ever get through the temple at the end?
Yeah, because they needed a special coin when, the guards found them.
It's because the show was on such a low budget, they could only let 8 pairs of kids win per season. So they intentionally made it, like, impossible because they couldn't give the prizes away. They didn't have enough fucking prizes in case
sounds
every
like a
team
class
won.
Action suit.
And if you go,
I don't know if I'd say that. I don't think
if you go on YouTube, there are really funny videos of like the worst runs through the temple. And
oh,
you
like
see
kids
like
that
a
just
kid
were
just
never
gets like stuck
run,
in the
right?
first room and can't figure it out. It's absolutely
or
so
no, you know the worst one repeatedly, the monkey you had to put together the statue, and like they could never figure out how to put it together, and like the host would be like yelling to them like, "No, turn it around."
Can you imagine the stress of being in that? Or like
as a child, I remember being in the audience and being nervous. Like, if I get called and I'm sure all that shit was predetermined. I'm sure they weren't really pulling people out of the audience, but, you know.
No.
When I was young, I was thinking to myself,
no, you'd have to audition for it.
I have a chance to be up there, but then I was like in the nosebleed, so it didn't happen.
Yeah, that was their trick to make you think that you could get on it.
Did you ever see the Mark Summers interview where he's on Tonight Show with Burt Reynolds as the other guest? And I'm pretty sure it was, Jay Leno's Tonight Show.
And Burt went to go shake his hand and he set it on fire.
Well, okay, so Burt came out first and then Mark Summers came out promoting whatever fucking, I don't know what he was even doing at that time, whether he was trying to do the stand-up comedy or this or that. And it's the most awkward, painful interview because Burt Reynolds like throws water. It was almost like it was close to the Jerry Lawler Andy Kaufman thing. I mean, it got really, really weird.
Why? What happened?
Hold on. I'm going to have to just look it up.
I've never heard of this debacle.
Mark Summers.
Mark Summers, Burt Reynolds. Man.
I'm shocked that you hadn't
heard
of
this Mark Summers and Burt Reynolds had beef.
I don't know.
Big time. I mean, it got fucking awkward quick. All right, Burt Reynolds.
Burt Reynolds gave him a pat on the back and he threw his coat out.
They should just settle it with a pie. Pie to the face.
They did. They actually did at the end. It's so funny you say that.
What?
Did you know
what is going
on
here?
I didn't know that.
I'm not even joking, dude.
That's got to be staged then.
No, man.
Where'd the pies come from, man? If it's not staged, where the fuck did the pies come from?
They just have pies.
They just appeared like...
Oh, Burt Reynolds fucking slapped him. As a matter of fact, yes, well, you... Mark Summers makes a joke about, you know, Burt Reynolds' failed marriages. Pours water on Mark Summers. And then Mark Summers goes to pour his coffee cup of water on Burt Reynolds. And Burt Reynolds just bitch slaps him.
That's insane.
Hold on. Here we go. So, yeah, look this up on YouTube. Burt Reynolds, Mark Summers.
I'll get it to you next night.
I had no idea.
And then at the end, they did like a duel with like shaving cream pies. It's so funny you say that. Telepathy.
Man. Wow.
Oh, man.
Pretty wild, huh?
Mark Summers, go figure.
This is what I do at night when I can't sleep. I just look up a referent.
Just 5 in the morning watching old clips of the Dick Cavett Show.
Mark Summers must have
Dick
burned
Cavett
his own clothes after that.
He is awesome. He's got some good stories. All right, so enough of that. So, yeah, there you go.
Now that we're on old Nickelodeon people.
Cut it out.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, yeah, and I read I haven't seen the new Fuller House episodes, but apparently, I don't want to play spoiler, but there's all sorts of, you know, like adult-themed undertones and subplots.
That makes sense because the people watching it were the people who were watching it when they were younger.
Right,
so.
True, but it's
like the target audience.
You know,
I don't think they're trying to get family, like, young kids back into it.
Yeah,
right?
True, valid point.
Wow. And then there's just Jalen.
And here you go. There's your fucking pie at the end.
Of course. There had to be pies.
So everybody looked
that
up.
What was that show with the pie pod that Mark Summers hosted? And then, like, they'd sit in a chair and launch, like, 5 pies at him.
Oh, yeah.
Had, like, a bullseye.
What would you do? What would you do?
That show sucked.
Yeah, it did.
It wasn't good. What was the point of it?
It was better
than
anybody.
Don't you think it's funny
now?
That,
like, nothing on now.
A guy like Mark Summers who sits there with tweezers and, like, fixes the, like, tassels on his oriental rug because he's so hopelessly OCD was the host of Family Double Dare, like, the messiest game show ever.
You know, that's right. He does have – I remember seeing something.
Isn't that funny?
He has that bad OCD.
Like
– He'd start losing his mind and breathing heavy during the final obstacle course, and then he'd have to climb up into the nose.
Jesus, it's like
they have like the big waxy ear you'd have to through.
Yeah, and it was like reach into it and pull out the flag.
Yeah, find the flag. Somebody would always get stuck.
Think about
it.
That had to be the equivalent of him like jumping in a shark tank. Like everything that makes him like uncomfortable and fucking scared and shit.
Do you have any phobias?
I mean, I would assume I do, but they're just, like, the normal ones. You know, the shit that everybody's... Like, there's nothing weird that I can think of.
I'm not a fan of heights, but I will go to the edge, and I will force myself to look over until, like, it's the point of fucking nauseam. Like,
yeah.
I will hang myself over the side for, like, the rush, and to just be like, I'm no bitch, I can do this. But it's horrible. It's like physically the worst thing for me.
We had a bus driver in high school who wound up going on Maury because she was deathly afraid of tinfoil. I don't know if you've seen this on YouTube. It is on YouTube.
Oh, wow.
Like, yes. But
was
she was
serious or was she opportunistic?
No, this was.
No, there's people who are afraid of really weird shit.
But she was our bus driver, and they, like, the dude just comes out with a big sheet of tinfoil, and she breaks out in hysterics and runs away.
Huh.
Yeah, that was, our bus driver.
Immediately, Eric was like, oh, I'm going to throw foil at her.
Oh, this was years after. I wish I knew.
You've never seen that? Like, was it Maury or somebody who had, like, the weird phobias, like the lady who was afraid of pickles? And
are we having a buffering issue? Just checking, or is it the signal where one of our listeners? See, we're very attentive to our community. Are we looking all right?
Yeah, everything seems to be all right. All right. Unless...
it's on your end.
And that's as far as the niceness goes.
We're very competitive.
All right, we check now. Shut up. Asshole.
Enjoy what we give you. It's free. You get what you pay for. All right. Dicks.
Oh.
This is true.
How about you, Eric? Any?
I'm not a big fan of heights.
Yeah, heights. That's
I think, but see, here's my thing with heights.
We're supposed to be afraid.
Yeah,
of
I think
shit.
If you're not at least a little afraid of heights, you got to fucking screw loose. Like,
probably
if you hang over the edge of something that's really fucking tall, and you're just like, okay.
We're doing that base jumping shit.
Yeah, stuff like. And I mean, that's what I mean when I say like normal phobias. Like, there's shit that like, listen, the reason you're supposed to be scared of shit is because. Usually when you get around it, bad shit happens.
Fuck you up, yeah.
So, like, people are afraid of, like, snakes. It's like, yeah, it's fucking poisonous. It can kill you.
You're supposed to be afraid of snakes. If you're supposed to go over there and fucking start whipping it around.
Yeah.
If you're up on a kiss.
There goes Eric again, myself.
You don't lay down next to the thing.
Whipping a snake around.
You know, I'll lay on a pillow. I won't lay on a fucking snake, you know? There's no need to be afraid of pillows.
So you never slept on a snake before? It's not fun.
Well, there was that one time.
It goes around your neck. Oh, this is nice and warm and snug.
Me and Leroy, we had our fun.
Oh, man.
You could curl up on that thing.
I bet. Long dong silver.
It's like a memory foam.
Wow.
Oh, there's a new one up on eFuck that I gotta watch. Oh, it's really? 101 Asian stripper tricks. And it's, you know, the usuals, the matches and the ping pong balls and the smoking.
Butt smoking.
Oh yeah.
Who comes up with this shit? I want you to smoke out your ass. It'll be great. People are gonna jerk
it
off.
It wasn't out of her ass.
Oh, it was. Oh, I mean, the ass would have been more impressive, I think. Like that, Mr. Methane.
That would have been impressive.
Smoky farts.
That is, yeah.
So that's it. No, none of us have any weird, like,
Not that I can think
of. Butter or
olives.
Why would anybody be afraid of butter? Butter's delicious.
Right.
I could see somebody, though, you know.
Oh, yeah. There's all sorts of things that. Those shows are thoroughly entertaining, but equally disturbing. Like My Strange Addiction or Phobia or this or that, you know. Like. Ladies that eat foam and shit.
What's the one with like the OCD people, the hoarders?
Is that
what it's called? Hoarders. It's called hoarders.
Hoarders Jesus, buried alive.
I have no sympathy for those people. Fuck them. Bathroom.
Yeah. So are we.
Reagan took them all.
Right down.
Oh, up, straight up.
Straight up.
Sorry,
straight
up, Reagan took them all.
Go good song.
Get some towels.
He was in here eating brains and he made a mess, so he used them all.
Zombie Reagan.
But yeah, like the hoarders and stuff. All the people with all the dead animals and stuff. It's like, why?
Yeah. They're sick, man.
I've been into homes like that. Like, I've been into foreclosed homes where you just look and you go, how the fuck do people live in squalor like
they're
this?
They're sick,
like,
yeah,
there,
man.
Yeah, there was a great internet post I saw that somebody had, like, documented. They had a friend move into, like, the room upstairs, like, above their garage or whatever. And she had been living there. And then, I guess, she was, like, mentally ill. And then he finally had to kick her out. She said she tried to kill herself by taking an entire bottle of like echinacea pills or something like that. Like that
echinacea? Yeah, that's the way to go.
What?
So finally they threw her out and they went to go clean out all of her stuff. There's like shit pairs of pants in the corner. There was shit, like she would shit her
saving
pants and
her
just
shit.
leave it on. So the couch, like in the center couch, she was like huge. She was like a 400-pound woman.
Oh, wow.
And like there's big, long,
how'd she
wide
get up above
shit
the garage?
Stand.
Ugh.
Staircase. They squeeze her ass up.
Yeah, there's always something that, like, either bad that happened to those people or they're just real fucked up, but there's always something.
There was a duffel bag next to her bed with shit pairs of pants.
Ugh.
Wiped toilet paper, like toilet paper with shit on
she
it.
She would just keep them.
Yeah, and there were maggots growing in the bag.
Ugh. She was a shit she collector.
Pizza. No, just kidding.
Dude, what does it have to take to become a hungry shit collector?
Well, you never I had the thrill of eating a baby's diaper?
I got some for sale, by the way.
I got the remedy.
The remedy.
I guess you're one toke over the line from being like Howard Hughes and saving your piss.
I didn't know that story. I'm not familiar with that.
Oh, before Howard Hughes died, he was shacked up at this hotel in Vegas, just like out of his fucking mind. His fingernails grew and his beard. Yeah. He's just all fucking decrepit, but he was saving jars of urine. Like that was
hot piss on the tip of my
Actually,
lips.
That's not so uncommon. People saving their piss for whatever reason.
Yeah.
I mean, I do it because skunks don't like it. And if I piss in a jug over a period of time and then dump it around the perimeter of the house, so I have reason.
Piss jugs.
Oh, my God.
Let that be a lesson to our audience.
I always love when you drive down the highway and you see the piss bottles that truckers throw, like a good milk jug. Yeah. Like a good half, he just whips it out. And then especially when they don't explode, there's not like a big piss bomb. But then you see just like this big half full milk gallon just of piss.
Trucker piss in it.
Why do they have to be truckers?
Well, usually it's the truckers who have the big milk jugs.
I have the big gulp.
The worst is pissing.
But then you can't
bottle.
Seal it, so you've immediately got to pour it out the side.
I just piss right out the car. I just point my dick out.
I don't drive
Let
far
Let it blow back in the airstream. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hopefully it gets in my mouth.
Didn't that... Somebody Second had a harvest. Story, right, where you were on a road trip. Was it one of you guys where somebody pissed in the cup and then threw it out the passenger
window? Oh, yeah, that's me. Yeah.
And it blew back in the guy in the back seat?
Not quite, no. So what happened was I was playing with one of my old band, and we were doing this mini tour in the middle of February in fucking Pennsylvania. Terrible ideas all around. But we played the first night near Philly, and then some idiot decided that they would book the next show the next day all the way near Pittsburgh. Oh. So, that's like a good 7-hour drive, maybe five, but it's a long drive. So we're just driving down Route 80. I'm in my car driving, and my friend Neil the Deal, I wish he's listening. I hope he is. Is driving his white van with some of the other people in it. So we're just passing each other, trying to think of how we can fuck with each other. So like I'm like, Niles, grab the wheel. And I like pull up next to him and I whip my dick out and I just start flopping it around. And so they all look and they're just like, oh, and they fall back and then they pull forward again. The door on the van opens and my bandmate Alex has a bottle in his hand with the cap like lightly put on there, full of piss, and he goes to fucking whip it at my car. And at that moment when he threw it, I like hit the brakes so we went back. At the exact moment, there was someone on the side of the road, a woman changing a flat tire, and the bottle of piss exploded all over her leg.
Oh, no.
Just fucking hot piss went everywhere. And it was like a sub-zero day.
Oh, no.
It was so awful, but it was so fucking funny at the same time.
Oh, no. Oh, boy. Oh, remember?
So, nothing like hot piss on a cold February day. That's the lesson of the story.
Remember when we had gone to go get McDonald's one day, and I had like a large fry box, and we took some half-used sauces, like barbecue sauce and marinara, and we had like this big bomb. And this guy is, like, putting some flowers around his mailbox.
Oh, no.
So we drive right by, and I throw it at his ass. The fries go everywhere, and the sauces turn over and slide up his back.
How'd you guys get away with this?
We drove away.
This is in the middle of the day?
Yeah. Broad daylight.
Oh, man, we're getting into these stories now.
Oh,
these
no.
are the good ones. Were you?
I'm the one in trouble with the law.
You weren't there the time that the guy caught up to us on the bike, were you?
I don't think so.
We were like driving around Southington, me and some of my friends, and I had a minivan at the time. So like, we were doing awful shit at that period in our lives. And there was a guy riding
better now.
There was a guy riding a bike. So my friend opens the side door and just chucks like a fucking Taco Bell cup full of like Mountain Dew at the guy, hits him, goes everywhere. So we're laughing and we drive away. Well, as soon as we drive up the road about a quarter mile, there's dead stop traffic.
Oh.
No movement whatsoever. There's just a stop sign up there, and there's no movement, and we could just see this guy getting closer and closer and closer on his bike, and I'm just like, oh my fucking god. He comes up to my window, he fucking puts his arm in my window, like grabs me by the shirt, and he's like screaming, and he's covered in fucking Mountain Dew, and I'm just like, oh, it wasn't me, man, it wasn't me, I swear to god. I don't know how that dude didn't fucking like deck me.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, boy.
That
because he's a cyclist.
That was a bad idea.
I remember all the AOL free trial CDs that used to get handed out and mailed to you. We used to get like big stacks of them, and we would just we'd be driving along, like just going somewhere, and I'd be whipping them, like trying to hit stop signs and mailboxes and people. So we're driving one day, and
inanimate objects and people.
My friend was going maybe about 35, 40 miles an hour, and we see a dude trudging up the hill. So I grab a CD and I whip it out.
Your dick or the CD?
The CD.
Just got to clarify.
My dick was already out.
I figured.
So the CD kind of does like a boomerang, whips around and hits him right in the nuts.
What?
He was wearing these really tight acid wash, and it like right on the edge like a frisbee, clocks him right in his bulge. And you can see his bulge from a distance. That dude drops to his knees.
Oh, no.
My friend and I are laughing so hard. He almost loses control of the car. We turn over. We have to stop. We have to turn over onto another street and just stop for regain our composure.
Yeah,
it's like those. You wish you were filming it for America's Funniest Home Videos.
I remember your show that you had on public access.
Oh, yeah.
You were shouting out the window of a house to some kid riding his bicycle, and he got distracted, and he turned into the street and almost got hit by a car.
Yeah.
Do you still have that clip?
I have the VHS tape somewhere.
Oh,
yeah.
You do?
The name of the show was Dwarves on the Run.
We should capture that stuff.
Myself, one of my best friends, Alex, and my other friend, Justin, decided at like 12 years old to go down to Nutmeg TV and take all of their camera equipment and just make our own TV show.
It's so unbelievable you could get away with that shit back then.
And you didn't have, you know, like digital editing. You had to shoot it on VHS tape.
We did have access to their whole editing room though.
Yeah, but you didn't have like a digital.
No, it wasn't
like
digital.
Like a Mac or something. You're using the old linear.
Yeah, we had to edit to tape.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a pain in the ass.
And we had to learn how
to
to do that too. Yeah, we did. It was pretty, it was a stupid fucking show. I mean,
oh, yeah.
Just the dumbest
fucking
skits.
What was the one where
skits?
Like Justin was wearing the old woman's mask and sitting on the toilet?
Captain Crappy, yeah.
Captain Crappy's wisdom wagon.
You know, and on that show, we only got one. We had, you know, a few people that watched it because they couldn't believe how, you know, ridiculous it was. We only got one complaint. Of all the awful shit we did on that show, we only had one complaint, and it was from this woman, I'll never forget, named Jerry. That was her name. Because we had a skit where we had a baby doll, and we started slamming it head first into the bed frame.
Oh, the shaking baby skit.
Yeah, and so she like wrote us this big long letter like chastising us for it.
No.
Saying what like horrible monsters we were. It was like the funniest thing ever. And then like at the end of the credits we just like thanked her all the time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Our biggest fan.
Yeah.
Our number one fan, Jerry.
Yeah, that was Dwarves on the Run. If anybody can ever dig that up, if anybody out there work at Nutmeg TV, let me know.
Jesus. They burned those tapes as soon as they
I'm sure they did.
Remember
Damn.
Crayon Man?
I do remember
Crayon Man. I remember Crayon Man. That was Crayon fucked Man. Up.
Yeah, that was. It was like it was a local guy.
That was crazy.
And he did his own public access kids show.
That was
dressed
weird.
As a giant crayon with a big goofy yellow nose.
Yeah, I remember that show.
That was like, we would watch it and be creeped out, but we couldn't turn away. It was so, I don't even know how to explain it.
Remember we found a bag of clothes? It wasn't you and I. It was another person. We found a bag of clothes on the side of the road. And we
wasn't
just
there a Crayon Man
and there
shirt
was a
in
Crayon
it?
Man
I think
shirt
I
in
do. I have that shirt or do you?
I may have given it to you.
Fuck! I know that.
Either that or I gave it to my brother and we threw it out later.
At some point,
that's
we
hilarious.
Did have a Crayon Man
It was probably
shirt.
His shirt. He's probably living under the bridge. He's a homeless
bag
bum.
Of laundry that,
does he still do the cartoons for the local paper?
I believe that for a time. That individual was, but I haven't read that.
That certain publication?
I haven't read that in some time. I've been away. I've been away for months and months and months from normalcy.
It's fun on the other side.
When coming to do the Speakeasy podcast is the only routine in your life that makes sense to you, and is like, you know, it just shows you how far the mighty have fallen.
None of us were ever.
But this too shall pass. This too shall pass. Remember when I used to smile all the time, Eric? And
no.
Oh, that's right.
I don't either.
I assure you there were, you know, moments in time.
Occasionally.
I smile once in a while.
Oh, wow. We took a chunk of time out of there.
Yeah. Time's flying by now.
All right. Hold on. I know I said that we were really going to get the gears turning here. So we're going to finish strong. I'm going to read you an article about a dog that crashed a semi-truck.
Wow.
Into a fucking rest stop.
Was it driving?
It was
smoking a cigar?
I hope so.
With a bastard cap on?
Wearing roller skates.
English bulldog.
Because that's the only way I envision this, is like a dog with a cigar in his mouth and a bastard cap on, like,
fuck these humans.
In Mankato, Minnesota, a dog apparently has learned a new trick, how to drive a semi-truck. Customers at a Minnesota gas station saw a Golden Lab retriever appear to drive the semi across a road Friday. Mankato police say the idling truck apparently was put into gear by the pup, then went through a parking lot, across the street, and over a curb. This is an 18-wheeler that's towing a giant trailer.
So the guy's dog just popped it in gear. That's what they're saying. Not that the dog drove the fucking truck, right?
Free Press of Mankato reports a passerby discovered the dog sitting in the driver's seat when he jumped into the truck to stop it.
Hi.
Hello.
I drove this truck.
Can you please stop this truck?
So there you go. If you want to see something funny, you can look that up. That's out of Mankato, Minnesota. A dog. I wonder if the guy got out to piss in a jug.
What is? I thought we were going high energy, and instead we've got emails from Grandma.
The driver had left the unoccupied truck running in a nearby parking lot, and the dog jumped into the driver's seat, shifted gears.
I thought you said we were going to finish strong, John.
I got to piss.
So low energy. What a low energy show. So
anybody
sad.
Anybody got a jug?
Yeah, so sad.
Anybody got a jug I can piss in?
Brian, drop to your knees.
Ask Zombie Reagan. Zombie Reagan.
Hot piss on the lips.
Zombie Reagan, you got a jug, man? No? No, he's dead.
He's in a food coma.
He's as dumb as he was in real life.
Yeah, he wasn't the brightest.
Yes.
We should turn this into a self-help program for all three of us. It's not working.
I say next week dating show for John.
Fuck it. We're not ready yet.
Ladies, call in, four of you.
Okay, like,
and two of them are sisters.
The last fucking date I went on, good Lord, you don't even want to know.
We need a bigger woman listenership
to help you. I told Eric, I go, you know, I'm out on this date and, you know, beautiful girl, very nice, having good conversation. And, you know, instead of just winging it and going, hey, you want to fuck in the back of the, you know, you want to go over by the dumpster? No, I'm not looking for that. I'm looking for...
As long as it's a dumpster of a classy restaurant.
I'm looking for affection.
As long as it's Don Granco's.
It ended up...
Get some seafood.
Going, oh, you know, divorced or getting divorced, whatever, this, that, these, those. And then, man, oh, man, just off.
We're trying to focus on the positive here, all right? We're talking about getting
fucking start crying like a little bitch. Like, so bad.
Some weepy grandmother.
So fucking bad, dude. It was awful. And I knew when I went home, I was like, I'm going to have to tell Eric
You didn't get laid, did you?
I'm not. I will. That's neither here nor there.
You didn't. That's a big no.
I think it's kind of, yeah.
She didn't want to.
If you didn't say yes, it means no.
I realized that there's no place for me.
Jeez.
Out on the social scene.
Everything is such a downer, man. We're trying to get you, get your juices flowing.
We got to get him a prostitute and a glass table.
I understand how divorce and all that stuff just kills guys. It is awful. Like, it's. Nothing short of, like, I know down the road, you know, it'll be for the best, but good Christ.
Yeah.
You know, it takes a lot. I feel like in the last couple months I've lived 100 lives, but I've died 1,000 deaths.
You're aging quicker than Obama.
Man, oh man, I really wonder if I have any grays poking out. I still do have a luscious head of hair, though. Lady, get a load of me. I am a good looking man. I haven't lost much.
Yes, John, you are, with thinly veiled sarcasm. You haven't lost a lick. Boy, oh boy.
Just the will to survive, that's all. And who needs that? I mean, you don't need that for anything, do you?
Yeah, just let the world go around.
No, but there, sit. I just told the world. I told the world how I went. I went to a social function to meet a person, and completely just was not in any shape.
Where did you meet this person?
At a restaurant.
Don't worry, John.
Don't worry. I've got it under control since then. I realized that women don't find tears attractive.
No, they don't. They usually don't like to see a weeping old woman.
Oh, no, thank you.
And if it makes you feel better, you didn't tell the world you told about six people. So, I mean, you know.
Right.
It's on the internet forever, though.
It's like yelling it out in an intimate Italian restaurant or something.
That was just one night of many. But I learned from that. Keep it in. Bury it deep within. Just bury
Swallow
all
it down.
Of that. Swallow it down until it grows into something that will eventually kill me. But it'll be an ulcer.
And maybe a few other people with you.
So there's a story for all of you.
My goodness.
Falling apart on a blind date. Always a wise decision. Brian, did you ever have a really awful date?
Oh, yeah. I think everybody's had at least one or two bad dates, but I'm trying to think of, like, a really bad one. Need like a good story.
Yeah, I've never had like a really. I've had a boring date where I was just.
Yeah,
like,
I've had really
no
drab
other,
dates.
But, like, after that, it was. I'm never going to speak to this person again. Goodbye.
I had this. I ended up like going on a date with this one girl who had like the worst body odor.
Oh wow!
I've ever smelled in my life.
Was it body odor or just like
she had pit stains, man?
Oh,
like it
no.
was. I don't know if she had like a problem or something.
She's a good-looking girl, but she just stunk.
Yeah, but it was just like, it was done. You couldn't, like,
right.
I was trying to, like, enjoy the evening and talk to her and stuff, and she actually smelled like a dude who had just,
wow.
like, worked out for, like, 4 hours.
You know that snatch would be so random.
That's, I mean, it just, it was
oh,
done.
No.
I mean,
yeah.
you know, it's, like, unfortunate, but it's like, ugh.
I remember going out with this girl, and I knew the smell of cat piss from working in, like,
oh,
on trash outs.
You don't even need to finish the story.
Like, when I first gave this girl a hug, I was like, oh, my God, this girl definitely has many cats.
Ew.
And, you know, we sit down. We start to, she's a beautiful girl, though, so we're talking. And I was just like, I couldn't resist. I go, so, do you have any pets? She goes, yeah, I have a few cats. And I was like, oh, yeah, there's
I can tell.
Totally fucking cat piss all over this bitch's clothes and stuff. And, man, oh, man, I can still smell this girl. Not just from the date, but from fucking her numerous times over the
next, oh, no.
the next couple months.
Oh, you still went for the cat
oh,
piss
absolutely.
Girl.
My friend
I wasn't
actually
turn down good pussy because it stunk like cat piss.
What won't you do?
I'll tell you what I won't do ever again. Get fucking married, that's for sure. Lesson learned.
That's the best.
Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice. Well, you won't fool me twice. What was that Bush quote? What did he say? It was like, fool me once, shame on.
Shame on you, which is
you.
The line, yeah. And then he said, fool me twice, and he couldn't figure out
gonna...
that it was shame on me.
That's another clip. If
yeah.
anybody out there listening hasn't seen George Bush get that wrong.
He's making an ass.
Oh, hey, I have another quick story, horrible date type situation. This is actually a friend of mine. No, that's not a cover. It was actually not. It's not cover for me or anything like that. It was
well, the fact that you said that.
Yeah. Now everybody knows.
Now I'm really wondering.
The
it's
friend's
out.
Name is Kelly Bryans.
Yeah. No, he goes on a date with this girl, and you know everything's going well, and he takes her home to her place. She's like, "Come back to my place" or whatever, and he thinks he's gonna just like get it in, and. They're in her bedroom, and they're, like, you know, starting to get it on. And you hear this little voice go, "Mommy," and this little like sick, like four, five, 6 year old somewhere around there, like half black kid walks in.
Oh.
It's her fucking kid, and she didn't even bother to tell him.
Who was watching the kid while she was out picking
up? Right, that's what I'm saying. And then you know the kid walks in on them like laying in bed together. Like how can you imagine how fucking awkward that must have been?
Wow,
Jesus.
He asked the kid to join in.
Hold my finally. Socks, little kid.
Oh man.
Oh boy, this became a party.
Are you my new dad?
I'm your friend.
My
I'm
goodness.
Your special friend.
Man. Jesus. I'm trying to think of other wacky shit I've walked into. I remember going on dates in Miami where, you know, not knowing the geography, like what towns I probably shouldn't have been in, and, you know.
Sure, like, yeah.
You know, and I remember going into some fucking neighborhoods to, you know, when I was dating, usually it was, you know, Latin girls that were in the less desirable parts of, you know, different areas. And
Dade County. Yeah.
I'll tell you, man, I rolled up to some complexes where I was like, I really ought not be here. But I went anyway, and I made it. That was less dangerous than my marriage.
It all comes full circle. We've come full circle,
I feel
folks.
Like I'm, you know. Well, what did Eric say to me last week that, like, when I was trying to justify all the horrible things that have happened to me?
Oh, you're saying that
months,
you learned
like,
your lesson.
Well, I learned this lesson, and I learned that lesson, and this lesson, and that. And Eric just goes, "You're past the point of learning lessons. This is just punishment. This is, like, horrible."
You're getting royally fucked.
And then earlier, Chris was like, he said basically the same thing. He goes, "You're not learning lessons anymore. You're just, like, really, really on a bad luck streak, like, yeah. Awful. Something fierce."
Well, things will change, John.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna go buy.
Things
a lot
are gonna
of
start looking up.
I'm gonna dig myself out of this hole.
Speakeasy podcast is gonna be huge. It's gonna go nationwide.
Right.
It is.
Shit stories forever.
You guys spread the word.
Spread the
how
virus.
Great the show is.
Shit stories forever.
What do we got coming up in like next week's show? We gonna have any
I
special
promise,
guests
I,
or?
I tell my dear audience that
I don't
have
we'll
a better grasp on content.
I'll what happened?
To, see what I? You know what? Whenever I had those newspapers, and we would never get into any news, and tonight I didn't bring any newspapers, and I'm like, oh shit! It would have been a good night to have some stories instead of me talking about how fucking miserable shit has been.
Oh, we hit on some good topics.
Yes,
and Trump
Ronald Reagan was a good thing.
Yeah.
Donald Trump, no, wall's going to be just 10 feet higher.
Yep.
Tonight.
Now that he's got our stamp of approval.
I've got 2 minutes to think of another horrible date story.
Another horrible date story? That shouldn't be too hard.
I'll save them for next week. There's no way to fit these in.
Yeah, save those gems.
Well, thank you for listening, all of you. You fistful of fine people.
What were we up to tonight?
I don't know. I wasn't really paying attention.
Thanks for spending an hour listening to our torturous ramblings.
Ugh.
We are.
We love you.
Hey, you know what? Let this be uplifting to you. It could be worse. You could be sitting amongst us. You could be here.
You could be here.
Yeah, it's really smelly in here.
Wallowing.
There's a lot of there's a lot of naked dudes just laying around too. I asked Eric and John, like, is this the typical?
That's our new line of furniture.
Thing, you know? Okay. So I wasn't sure because they're glistening and they're breathing. So.
Did you see Marcus out there? I ate off of him earlier.
Was that his name, Marcus? Yes, the guy Marcus. With the chin strap?
Yeah.
The half calf?
Yeah.
Yeah. What was on his tray? He was holding something.
Gas station
had
sushi.
Gas station sushi on one side and then pigs in a blanket on the other.
Oh, man.
And his ass cheeks were covered in Cheese Whiz crackers.
Oh. Yeah, this place is like an acid trip, but.
It's a blast.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. I think that's going to do it. We got
all right. I'm going to unplug this.
Time to wrap it up. Good night, everybody.
See you later, folks.
Speakeasy Podcast.